And that would I don't know. I don't need to go on it, but I think there's some. I think we should follow up on that idea. I would support the idea of trying to, develop a draft and talk about a draft in a follow up meeting. I don't know whether Casey has the power to put out something like that without going through the PNB or something, but I'd be interested in thinking about it.
Carolyn here, if I may. I think the draft is going to hinge on the definition of authorized, because that is going to be the sticking point. Do you want to draft, take a shot at drafting that, Henry, or Casey, or with Casey?
Henry and I have worked together before on the wordings of some documents, so we try it again this time, if you like.
All right, and I liked Casey's idea of a, or Terry's idea, was it, of a one web page reporting on all sightings of advertising? Was that your intention, Casey? Terry, more or less?
Yeah, we just have to make sure it wasn't used for partisan purposes and that all reports of ads and stuff would get posted.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jack as secretary. I'm not clear on what exactly Henry and Casey are drafting.
This is Henry. Casey proposed that, as I understood it at least, that the campaign materials that candidates would have to deal with would include a document in which they pledge not to spend more than $100 and not to authorize others to do so on their behalf, or something to that effect. And they would have the option of not signing it.
Got it.
Are we agreed on 100, or is that still something you're thinking about?
A voluntary pledge on the limitation of campaign spending.
All right. All right. Thank you. Maybe what we should have done at the beginning is to set a next meeting. And then I had one other item I would like to throw out for your consideration, either for this meeting or the next. Does anyone have a suggestion for the next meeting?
I suggest another Thursday. We're all here and it's Thursday.
It seems to be good, yes. Well, the 30th is, Labor Day weekend? The start of Labor Day weekend. The following week is
September 6th.
The 6th. Now, I'm going to be... I have a problem on Thursdays for after Labor Day. I will be in class in Philadelphia. At 8 o'clock, I'll be en route on a train. It was very spotty.
Let me raise the 30th again. Is anybody actually starting their Labor Day holiday that early? in other words, is anybody not available on that day?
That's true. No, I'm available.
30th is free on the calendar.
All right,
for me.
All right. If any objections to the 30th, then I will put that out then. Then we have to ask Bob. But at the moment, all right, that seems fine. Is 8 p.m. still good on the 30th? Eastern? 5 Pacifica? No objections? All right, that sounds good. And all right, that sounds fine. I wanted to bring up one other issue, if I may. Are there any other items that anyone else has? And I'm not too sure how to tie this in, but I do think it has to do with election reform, and I'm not sure if it's campaign reform or not. But sooner or later, I think the foundation has to think about electronic balloting on the Internet. And that is going to affect the way we campaign, of course, as well as the way we vote. So, Terry, is your opinion that this subcommittee could deal with that, or should we save that for the larger committee?
Yeah, I think that's a larger committee issue.
Larger committee, all right. But
I would like to chime in on that. This is Kate. Saying briefly that the bylaws do provide for electronic balloting as an option, but there's nothing, you know, spelled out in any detail. The largest part of the budget for conducting these elections is the printing and mailing of the ballots.
Right.
If we were able to do an electronic vote that was secure, and everybody felt comfortable in doing that, which everybody won't until we can show that it's secure and fair. But if we get to that point, then we would save a great deal of money that perhaps then could help go toward some sort of candidate promotion. In other words, it would give us the chance to provide some kind of communication services that would make a campaign form scheme such as is used in Maine and Arizona a real possibility. Right now, I don't see that we have the funding to do that.
Well, Carolyn, if I may, 2 years ago when we were looking for a company to administer our elections, we had a proposal from a company called Election Services, I forget the C company, Corporation. And they had done this for Sierra Club. They said it took them 3 years to transfer the elections permanently to the internet. But this certainly, once there is internet balloting, that means that the members would have the legal right to access the membership by internet, which would eliminate largely this question of cost differential. In other words, it would be much, much easier for members to access other members without running up huge mailing costs. So indirectly, I guess it belongs here. But what Election Services pointed out was that it's a three-year process. The first year, they suggested that you add a notice to your survey or questionnaire that goes out with a ballot. Would you like to receive mail about the station or the internet by internet? So you collect those. And perhaps a poll. Would you be averse to mailing, to voting by the internet in the next 2 years? And the second year, you repeat that and get a larger list and just say, those who refuse to or do not wish to or cannot vote on the internet, we will send you paper. Otherwise, in the third year, the ballot will be electronic. And so you'll always have some people in a radio station who definitely need paper, and that's quite legal, and they will need paper, but that could be cut down very drastically if we wanted to do that. And that means, of course, that the membership would then have a list that they could legally access to send notices to the membership as provided by the bylaws. So maybe we should be looking at that just a little bit, either here or at the larger committee.
This is Henry. I think this is an important direction, and that we should be exploring it. And I think, you know, doing it gradually and on a voluntary basis is the way to proceed. But it does seem to me to be a major. It would be a major initiative with many complicated aspects, and certainly, and I think we would need a task force or something that was specifically focused on that problem. And obviously, I think it would have to go through, go through the PNB.
Of course, it's a large issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Terry, can we put that on the agenda for our next meeting?
Sure. Send email.
That's the 27th, right?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Any other issues that we need to consider for our next meeting? So we'll have the draft of the proposal.
And Casey, I'll be in touch with you about that.
Great, Henry. I look forward to that. I think that at least we'll get something that people that can be a talking point.
Good. And Casey, if there's any way we could have any rulings you have at hand put up or send around to us informally or formally, I think that would be a big help. So we don't have to keep repeating the same questions.
Yes, and if anybody knows how I can access rules that may have been used in the past, that would be helpful as well. There's not exactly a record book of all these things.
Yes, I understand. That is too bad. All right, well, we'll try and help and scour our emails. Some of us have things, I'm sure. Just badly filed in my case.
Terry?
Casey,
I had the impression that Terrell Bricius kept a file of all email related to the campaign that you could probably get by asking. And that would include all his communications to his local election supervisors and all the comments he received pertaining to the campaign from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was his intent in being the first election supervisor, was to accumulate just a wealth of information that he could pass on. So it may just take requesting it, if you can find his address. And if you can't, I might.
Well, I have not been in touch with him for a while, but I do think that's a good idea. So if you happen to come across it, that's great. Otherwise, I'll see what I can do.
Wonderful. Is Les Radke in town or in the country these days?
I've just heard that he is in the country, and I intend to contact him soon.
Oh, all right.
We have some technical issues that I need to discuss vis-a-vis the vote counting software and equipment, and so I can ask him about any if he has a copy of any rulings he made. That would be helpful as well.
Oh, very good. Well, all right. Thank you very much. I think we're all set until the 30th at 8 p.m. I'll send out a notice, of course. And thank you very much for a good meeting.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Right. Oh, motion to adjourn.
Pardon?
To adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Oh, that would help, yes. I hear no objection.
Okay.
Thank you.